T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the first night of their American tour, will you please welcome the Rolling Stones!
Sign me up, Andrew. Thank you. Rolling Stones, one of the greatest ever. Still out there making music and making it happen. Kevin Kisner continues to be the guy to beat at the Open. He's continued his strong play of yesterday, where he finished 5-under par with a 2-under effort today through 13 holes and is one stroke clear of Zach Johnson, who was crazy today, went out and shot, what, 66, 67? 4-under par today, and now is just one stroke off the lead. So things are getting interesting over there. You also have Rory McIlroy, 2-under on his round today at 4-under par. Ricky Fowler, those are all players in the top five, as is former Wichita Open staple Pat Perez.
And Gary Woodland's in 20th, Bruce.
I saw that. Gary Woodland.
He's hanging. Yep. And he's only through 9, a chance to kind of move up a little bit. God, if he can get to 3-under, he'd essentially be in the top 10 as it currently stands.
Right. In fact, he and Jordan Spieth share the minus 1 line. Spieth 2-under on his round today. Had it going fairly well at a point yesterday and then had a really rough stretch of a few holes. But is back and playing now, of course, the defending champion in the top 20. 29 players right now playing in red figures. Tiger Woods, in case you're wondering, another even par. I think he's at even par. So even par on his round today. So he's going to make the cut. Phil Mickelson is pulled to even par now at the 2-under through 13 holes today. So he's going to be around. But you get into some guys a little bit further down the road where the projected cut is 2-over. Doesn't look like Henrik Stenson. Bryson DeChambeau has some. It doesn't look like he's going to make it. Jason Duffner probably be on the other side of the cut line, looking for some other. Tom Lehman, of course, first ever Wichita Open winner, by the way, and two-time major champion. Anyway, Ernie Els isn't going to be around for the weekend. Bubba Watson will not be around for the weekend. Dustin Johnson, very disappointing Open. Shot 1-over today, so couldn't make a move on his 5-over round of yesterday. He will not be around for the weekend as well. So you've got some fairly big names that didn't make the cut. But there will be plenty of pretty good names for the weekend. How much of it did you actually watch yesterday, and do you think you'll watch over the weekend?
The Open?
Yep.
Zero. I didn't watch any of it yesterday, and I won't watch any of it today. I will watch a little this weekend for sure. It's hard for me to watch Thursday and Friday golf anymore.
Right, I get it.
I mean, it's tricky, but it's a major. I think there's enough going on at the top with some guys that we want to pay attention to that, yeah, I'll for sure tune in this weekend. It gets easier to watch, too, this weekend. One, got to have the golf channel, and you do all that. At least it moves over sort of the networks, and they make it easier on you this weekend. So, yeah, I'll flip around for sure this weekend because I may be following Gary Woodland first and foremost.
Yeah, which would be great, of course, former KU golfer, right now in the top 20. So there you go. From the Open, so many of my compatriots yesterday were complaining about, I just, it's hard for me to watch because it just looks so bad. And it's like, well, but what about the golf? I mean, you're watching the golf. You're not watching the golf course. Can't separate it. So I'm surprised how many people told me that yesterday. Yeah, it looks weird. Don't like it. Don't like the way it looks. And I said, really? It's the golf that we watch. Not that they're hitting it off of hard pan. I mean, granted, someone probably ought to think about giving Carnoustie a drink of water.
Yeah.
But, you know, the irrigation there comes from Mother Nature. Doesn't come from from lines under the ground and sprinklers. I don't think there's a sprinkler on the golf course. But they just haven't had any rain there. That's not a deterrent for me, but I granted it looks
different.
Well,
it's a reality. I mean, it is what it is. And I kind of like that.
I do, too.
If it's not raining, the course isn't going to be in good shape.
Well, that's kind of how I see it. So, anyway, T.O. was at the ESPY Awards, and he continues to make news. I don't know if this is just the last throes of someone who is such an attention seeker that he's creating ways to continue to be news, even while he should be enjoying his finest moment really ever. Going into the Hall of Fame, he's figured out a way to throw a monkey wrench into that, and now says that, you know, he wouldn't mind to try a comeback through the CFL with the idea of getting back to the NFL. Do we even take this guy seriously, or no. Is it just kind of a roll of the eyes and a shaking of the head?
I guess it's neither for me. I just don't care. Like, I don't pay any attention to him. I like, whatever. Like, you entertained us for a long time. You're one of the greatest that ever played the game. But the key there is played the game. I don't know. It's just not. If he plays the CFL, yeah, that's interesting, I guess. The Hall of Fame thing, I don't know. It's just kind of annoying. Who cares? Like, if he doesn't want to be there, don't be there. Doesn't mean you're just not one of the best receivers of all time and didn't always give us interesting sound bites. But that's back when he was playing. I'm just not that interested now, I guess, in those shenanigans.
I don't care.
That's the best way to put it. I just don't care.
And so he can do whatever he pleases. Is he going to regret not being? Well, we don't know. Who knows? I mean, he's the kind of guy that might show up on game day in Canton. Is he going to regret that, or is that just T.O., just damn the torpedoes full of? Now, I will say this. Explain to me, Jacob, how he's standing up for the people who have been wronged. And by wronged, he means in the process of voting for the Hall of Fame that have taken too long to be let in. Does he know that he's going in with Jerry Kramer, who has waited, 40 years to get into the NFL Hall of Fame, one of the greatest offensive linemen, or at least a guy that was there providing one of the most iconic blocks in NFL championship history? I don't know. I just don't get it. I think he's misguided, and I think it tends to be. And I think that this is something that he'll look back on and regret.
I don't know that he ever has any regrets about anything. I think it's he's not been wronged. I do think it's silly on Hall of Fame policies. If a guy's not a Hall of Famer one year, he's not the next. Or if he is one, he should be the next. Like the first ballot. That stuff. It's weird to me, and I get it. I guess it just spurs the conversation. But how are you good enough one year to go to the Hall of Fame, but not the other?
Right.
Your career numbers didn't change. You either are or you aren't. Like, when guys are done, you decide. Are they a Hall of Famer or are they not? Okay, let's move on with our lives.
I don't like it in any sport. Yeah, really, what changes in the view of the player that only time provides? I mean, nothing should change.
No, they didn't. Nothing changed. Their numbers are the same. No. Their qualifications are the exact same. So to be a Hall of Famer one year, but not the next, and have to wait it never has made any sense to me. So in that way, yeah, I guess he was. You know, that's silly. But so what? Like,
Yeah,
I don't know. High road sometimes, and some guys just don't have that in their DNA. And
no, you're right.
If he didn't have it, that's probably what helped him be so successful. That chip on the shoulder mentality. So whatever.
Yeah, probably shouldn't surprise people too much. Bill is taking time out of his day to join us at 869-1240 on the I Got It Taz Locker Room Hotline. Bill, how are you, man?
Oh, great. Now I have to agree with you 100% on the golf course. I think you recognize the golf, not the course, just because we're just completely spoiled over here with
air. Totally.
Sprinklers, heads every 10 feet. And, you know, this course brings a whole new array of shots that they don't have to hit all year. They have to run a ball from 50 yards off the green with triple undulating greens, with high rough on the side, which creates a lot of different bounces, and I absolutely love it.
Yeah, I think it's fun to watch. I agree.
It's just, you know, and I think that's the reason some of the good players that, Dustin Johnson, they're not able to play this course as well as they could just because of how it's laid out.
And Bill, I'm going to make the statement here that will rankle some folks, I'm sure. I prefer watching the Open to the U.S. Open. I really do. And I think it's for the reason that you just touched upon. I've never been a great fan of setups at the U.S. Open. The courses are magnificent, and they're wonderful in and of their own right. I think the Masters is probably year in and year out the most interesting, and maybe it's just because it's the first one and there's so much anticipation and the history that goes with it, and it's always on one golf course, and it's such an exquisite golf course and such a great test of the game of golf. So the Masters is probably my favorite, but I think that really when it comes down to watching golf and guys being challenged, even though the U.S. Open is the supreme challenge on this continent, I think the Open is actually more fun to watch for the exact reasons that you're talking about. A lot of times they're playing in wind and rain, cold temperatures in the summer. How many of these guys ever play a bump and run in the States? I mean, something as simple as a bump and run.
It's just completely different, sure.
I mean, totally. Yeah.
Yep.
So you just you don't see it much.
No, and of course, you deal with the pot bunkers and everything else. And plus, you know, it's the oldest course in the world where it all began. And I just, I absolutely love it. But, you know, I've been playing golf for 50 years, so
I've got
a little different aspect than the millennials do. So, but anyway, enjoy your show, Bruce.
Oh, thank you very much. We sure certainly appreciate it. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm in your camp, Bill. I am. I am in your camp. I enjoy it. I like the way it looks. I think and it's not quirky, because that's the birthplace of golf, for goodness sakes. So guess what? It looked like that a hell of a lot longer before it looks like it does now in the United States. And yes, we love our green cathedrals, and there's the pleasing to the eye part of it, I get and I understand. I really do. But I think for 4 days a year, you can handle it. I really do. So, anyway. All right, we'll take a break, come back. Last full segment of the show, 10:40 in the a.m. Jacob Albrock, many thanks for him being here for these 3 days this week, smartening up the show. I can tell you, as someone on the receiving end of it, I appreciate it. We're back here in just a moment. Stay with us. A couple of other things to get to, keeping you up to speed on the British Open as well, and getting you ready for the weekend with the resumption in earnest of the second half of the baseball season.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.